How do you contain a guy like
that? It's got to be a total team, total defense. All 11 guys have got to get to the ball and pursuit the ball and leverage the ball. If he runs out of pursuit, it's going to be tough. As fast as he is and as explosive as he is, it's going to be tough to contain him.
Is this one of the tougher things to go against as a defense, a guy that can ad-lib so much where it's not just straightforward running or passing?
Yeah. Anytime you play a spread offense, first of all, that gets it's a little tougher. It seems like a lot of teams are going to the spread style offense now. But when you get a dynamic player like him in the backfield, he's kind of like a receiver, a quarterback, and a running back all mixed into one guy. So we're gonna have a challenge.
You got to be hoping you're not gonna be looking at the back of his jersey chasing him on Saturday.
Yeah, I hope not. He's kind of fast. So I hope I don't have to.
Is there anything you could do in practice to kind of simulate what you're going to be going up against?
Not really. I don't think so. He's a pretty explosive player. And all those guys, I think, are on the offense right now. So in practice, all we can do is just hustle to the ball and know that the guy that we're going against in practice is probably not as half as fast as this guy. So.
Does he change the way you try to tackle someone in the open field? I mean, try to slow down, break down more, not try to get a lick on him?
I don't think so. I'm just going to try to tackle him. That's about it. I don't know.
You mentioned a lot of the teams kind of going to the spread. Is it, I mean, granted, you played them last year and they're running the same thing, but I mean, is it kind of weird that Michigan, I mean, traditionally they're kind of like, oh, is it weird that they're this spread offense now that's running around with quarterbacks? Or?
Yeah, just growing up, I've been a big Iowa fan and obviously, of course, a big Big Ten fan, and just seeing the past quarterbacks that they've had who've been pro style, drop back quarterbacks who can just launch it 60, 70 yards, you know. It's a little different playing against guys that can do the same thing, but they can also turn around and run the ball and hurt you that way. So it's going to be interesting.
What do you and some of the other experienced guys on the team, I guess, take away from the experiences you had last year going to Penn State, going to Ohio State, and those sorts of environments, in as far as taking that into this week and, you know, making sure the younger guys know what to be aware of?
We've had one road test this year, and we didn't perform to the capabilities that we would have liked. So right there is just a challenge in itself. Just going and gives us motivation going on an away game just like that. But this is our first Big Ten away game, so I'm sure it's going to be intense. Every Big Ten game is intense, especially going into the Big House. I've never been there. I've seen it on TV, but I just know that we're excited to get going.
Is there a mystique factor with going there to play Michigan? It's a Big House.
I don't think so. I mean, not that I know of. There might be some special thing when you get there. I'm not sure. But as far as I'm aware, nothing.
They've got 113 seats now, 1,000 seats in that stadium now. The Big House got even bigger. What do you think when you hear that number of fans in the stands?
That's pretty big. Like you say, it's a big house. So I think it would live up to his name. If you're going to nickname some stadium the Big House, I would hope that there's a lot of people in there, you know.
Make it easier that they're quieter when you're on the field?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as far as a defense, it's a lot of stuff is hand signals and stuff like that, so it's not that much of a difference if the fans are loud or if they're not loud. It's a lot more with the offense, I think.